What do you need? 2 grains of it? Or it's enough to have even 1 grain? What's psul according to Rav Shimon is only half of a grain. But up until 1 grain is still kosher. For the Ma'ariv Atani we learned that ha koimets ulevoyne shechosa kol shu psula. Says Mashmi, you have to have a whole kmitza of the levoyne. If you're missing part of the kmitza, it's psul. So Rashi says kundunli the Aribo Rav Shimon. So I suppose some have to get that gears attack of Shimonina. So even if not that gears, the Rashi also says, Kamdumu, we're talking about according to Bishimon. That the Bishimon says here, Kaimetz Levoina Shechosa Kol Shu Tzula. Someone says, no, Tony learn like this. Kaimetz Levoina Shechosa Kol Shu Tzula. That if 1 grain of this Levoina is missing, something then it becomes Tzula. But as long as you have a whole grain of Levoina in the Chnami, according to Bishimon, it's still kosher. For you boy, another test could be, it depends if it comes with the mincha or it comes by itself. Rashi says, "Lovoyna habo im mincha im chos rabishas haktor v'ksheru Reb Shimon." The other kamei kol alovoyna asher al mincha. V'ad etoni chos kol shipsula b'lovoyna habo b'fnei yatzmo. V'goyna merei alai lovoyna. Then yovem olikum to lovoyna al mizbeach. If you only bring a lovoyna, could be you have to have a whole kmitza full of it. But if you bring it as part of the mincha, then it's enough as long as there's 1 karat of the levoina. The other Gemara says, Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef, Omer Reb Yechnan, Gimel machlokes bedavar. So there's a three-way machlokes over here. Reb Meir Savar, Koimetz betchilo. The Koimetz besayf. Reb Meir, you have to have a whole Koimetz of the levoina at the beginning, and a whole Koimetz of the levoina at the end. So Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, that Stamas Nisan, Etoni, Chisel of Einosa Tzula. So according to Rabbi Meir, you have to have a Kaimitz Betchila, means the Shas Kemitza, Binin Shie Bekli Mole Kaimitz Levoina. Over High Kula Moida, the Metchila Boy Kaimitz. Everybody holds the beginning. You have to have a whole Kemitza full of Levoina in the Kli. And the Kaimitz Besoif means, Rashi says, Beshas Haktaros Levoina. Shletech, so you have to burn the whole Kemitza worth of Levoina. That's Rav Meir Shita. Again, the Rav Meir Sava Koimitz Betchila B'Koimitz B'Soif. If you have used this Sava Koimitz Betchila true at the beginning, when you first put it into the Mincha, you have to have a whole handful of the Levoina. Ushnei Kurtim B'Soif, but at the end, B'Shas Tak Torah, you have to at least have 2 grains left over of the Levoina. If you have Shimon Sava Koimitz Betchila Nechnaim, at the beginning, B'Shas, you first put the Levoina on the Mincha, you have to have a whole handful. But the Kurit Echad B'Soif, it's enough at the end, at least if you burn 1 karat, 1 grain, still it's kosher. So now the Gemara says, Ushloshta mikra chadosh, all 3 of them nash in the same pasuk. V'yes kol halavoyno, asher ala mincha. All lavoyno that's on top of the mincha you have to burn. V'meyes sova ad yisal lavoyno, the ikva v'hadi mincha mikora. That you have to have this whole lavoyno at the beginning, and at the end, the same lavoyno, the same kemitza. That you had at the beginning, that's what you have to have now at the end, b'shas haktar, b'shas you're burning it. If you have used the sova, koil means afilu chad karet. We have just said the word koil means even one karet would be enough. S is l'rabas karet acha, you have to have at least 2. The b'shas burning, you have to have 2 kernels. If you have shimin, S l'dosh, there's nothing in the word S. Therefore, koil means even one. V'yaskol halavoyna means even 1 karat left over, that's enough. And the Rashi says, V'choil mashmulei koldu. Says the word v'choil doesn't mean everything, it means even a koldu. Even the smallest amount, even with 1 kernel, it's enough. V'shas burning it, you have 1 kernel of levoyna, the frankincense, left over, that's enough. Now, v'yom Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef, om Reb Yechnon. Machloikis b'levoyna habola ala ima mincha. The whole machloikis says when you bring levoyna part of a mincha. Avo b'levoyna abob if neyatzno. Somebody wants to be makriv just a mincha b'levoyna, just levoyna itself. And then divrei hat everybody holds kaimis betchilu b'kaimis b'soif. You have to have a whole handful at the beginning and a handful b'shas tektor. You have both times you have to have a kemitza. And the Gemara says what's this svaro? That lohochi yitzroch asher al hamincha. Therefore, the pasuk has to say asher al hamincha means to teach us that the bahadi mincha in. When do we say it's enough to have Ries kol halavoina, to have kol koldu, any part of the lavoina left over b'shas haktorah. When is it good? Only asher ala mincha, if it's part of the mincha. If this lavoina is part of the mincha, but b'fneyat smoloi, but when the lavoina comes by itself, then it's not enough to have a koldu, but then you have to have the whole kmitza left over. Now, v'yomer Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Rav Yechanan, machloikes b'lavoina aboim ela mincha, I will have levoina above the bezichin, the levoina that comes with the lechem upon him on every Shabbos and the two bezichim. Everybody holds shnei kamotzim betchila or shnei kamotzim basayif, that you have to have like two cupfuls. Each one has to have a handful. You have to have two kmitzas at the beginning and two kmitzas at the end. Versa tzita, of course, like why not? Rashi don't like siv be koil l'shtam ikol. The other say the word koil. That should be mashmi even a kol shoe. Havat, you have to have two kemitzas here. You need two bezichim. Where it says no, ma, the same what does that to say? Kivun the bahadi lechem asio, since the bezichim come with the lechem upon him. Kasher, ala mincha dami, it's considered like the rain is coming as part of the mincha, there would be enough at the end even a kerbet of it. Kamash molan, that here no, it's considered the bezichim come by itself. Well, he doesn't say mincha be kerm, therefore you have to have two complete kemitzas. Bishach, the burning of the bezichin. Mora says, Pligi bo ravami rabbi yitzhak nafkas machloikis. Chadom, one says machloikis, b'lovoyna abom ima mincha, like we just said. Avo b'lovoyna abom b'fnei atzmo, di riyako, kremitz v'chilu, kremitz v'sev, like we just said. The lovoyna comes by itself, a minchas, you want to be menadev to bring a kemitza, b'lovoyna by itself, havadi, you have to have a kemitza at the beginning, and a kemitza, b'shach ti akhtara. But the chadom, one says no, Kamachloikis bezu, kachmachloikis bezu. The same way Reb Shimna and Reb Yehuda argue by a levoina that comes with a mincha that's enough to have left over either two kurutin or one kurut. He says even when you bring a mincha of levoina by itself, the same thing also. It's enough at the end, but you have to burn even one kurut or two kurutin. Now it says chisa levoina psula. Mishnah says you're missing some part of levoina psula. So the ikis or yitzak shera, mashu, you have more than you need, then that's kshera. I have a time in another place we learned, yitzak sula, if you have more than you need, take as possible. So I'm a rami bachoma, gagoyin shiifrish lo, shnei kamotzim. That if you mafrish two kamotzim, that's when it's possible. The kids are between one and two, it's still kosher. But once you have two kamitzim, then it's possible. If you have a rami bachoma, hifrish lo, shnei kamotzim. So it's chilu, you mafrish two kamotzim of levoina. The yovad echem, I mean, you lost one of them. Koidim kemitza, before you made the kemitza, loy hukfa, it's not kaveya, and therefore it's still kosher. That since you lost it before you took off, to made the kemitza of it, so therefore the mincha is still kosher. But acha kemitza hukfa, after the kemitza, and it's hukfa, Rashi says, vebe ki yisra psula. But once you made the kemitza, that's called kaveya, and now this mincha has two kemotzim of levoina, it will take a be psula. The Yom HaRomim Bachoma, Hifrish Arba Kamotzim L'Shnei Bezichim. He set aside four Kamotzim for the two Bezichim of Lechem upon him. And that's more, you only need one Kemitza for each one. He set aside two. The Yovdu Shnayim Hem, he lost two of them. So it depends. Koidim Silik Bezichim, before you took the Bezichim off the Shulchan, Loi Hukva, there wasn't Kaveya. Like the Kemitza is done, B'Shas the Silik of the Bezichim. So B'Shas the Silik, you only have two Kamotzim, it's kosher. But liyachas the lesser, when Shas took off the silik bezichim, you had like a four. So then hukfah, it's kavei, and it's possible. For the Gemara, sulam, what do you have to have the second case? For pshita, and alacha, the same as the first case, where the psul, it's only if after the kemitza. But if it got lost before the kemitza, it's ksheira. So Mara says, ma, the same I would have thought to say, kivan the borer kermits today. By the bezichim, since you have exactly, you know which part is going to be the kemitza. Is kivon shigiyas man laporko commander porok dummy. As soon as it comes to seventh hour of Shabbos, then now it's this man to take off the bezichim. See, even though you didn't take it off yet, is command the komatz dummy, and for right then it should be called kaveya. That you have now four kemotzim of levoina, too much, but should be possible. That's the kamashmula now, that as long as you did not take off the bezichim yet, it's not kaveya, and therefore since it's not kaveya, if two kemotzim got lost before you took off the bzichim, so it comes out, b'shash, you do the silika bzichim, b'shash, you do like the kemitza here, it only has two kemotzim and two bzichim left over, that's okay. Like we said before, the klal is,
When is the psul of Yitur Levoina? Only if Ishas Kemitzis Hamincha, you still have two kemotzim's worth of Levoina there, that's like a psul. But before you made the Kemitza, it got lost, and you don't have now an extra Kemitza of the Levoina, you did not have two handfuls of the Levoina there, then the Maisa the Mincha would be kosher. Now the Mishnah says, HaKemitz Es HaMincha, the Kohen makes the Kemitza of a Mincha, Lechol Shira Bachutz, and he has in mind that Mishas Kemitza to eat the leftover of the Mincha outside the Azara, or Kizayis Shemashiyara Bachutz, or else even the Kizayis of it, Bachutz. That's a Psul Machshava. Rosh Lahakte Kumtza Bachutz, he has a mind to burn the Kemitza outside the Azara, or Kizayis Mekumtza Bachutz, even though the Kizayis of it, or Lahakte Levoina Bachutz, he has a mind to burn the Levoina Bachutz. Is possible in the chorus? This is like a machshava chutz from koimoi by kochim. That is possible in the chorus. The kids, if you have a machshava to do something in the wrong place, something you're supposed to eat or something you're supposed to burn, slamaisa by the mincha, the shirai and the leftover of the kind of meat, and the kemitza and the levain is burnt, so you have a machshava to do it the wrong place, that's possible in the chorus. What's going to be if you have a mind, lechlesh yorol amocha, you have a mind to eat the leftover of the mincha tomorrow, that's a machshava's pig already. Or kizayis mishiyor lamacha, or kizayis of the leftover mincha tomorrow. Whereas la'akta kum slamacha, you have a mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow. Or kizayis mikum slamacha, kizayis of the kemitza tomorrow. Or la'akta levainos lamacha, you have a mind to burn the levainu tomorrow. Is pigul v'chayav malav chorus. This is a cloud of pigul, and for that you chayav chorus. Just like the kochim is a machshava chuslam koimai and chuslas manai, and chuslas manai makes pigul yechayav chorus. The same thing by mincha also. The Shasta Kemitza, if you have this in mind, you can make a psul tiggle. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. Just wait to the end of the tape, then we'll turn over. We'll continue on the other side.